All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Good morning if you have just joined us. I've talked an awful lot about weather as of late and just some information popping up as it relates to Lake Garda. And the reason that's lots of people listening either were at Lake Garda in Italy themselves or their children have been over there. And just for those of you, if you're watching it, and listen, I mean, obviously we're a radio show here, but we do stream the show daily as well. And there are quite a number of you watching. So just throwing up some images here from our friend Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather of they had, you want to see the size of the, you want to see the size of the hailstones that fell over at Lake Garda. Cars smashed into bits, windscreens and everything gone, plastic chairs, golf ball size, even bigger sized hailstones going through this, going through the seats. An awful situation there, it has to be said. As I say, Lake Garda familiar to an awful lot of people out there listening today. I'll just throw up another image here of screens of weather. Oops, had the fader up. You got to hear the hailstones hitting the lakes over there. But it's unbelievable stuff, what we're seeing. Some will say, look, it's just normal. That's what we always see. Others will say, I ain't seen nothing like that before in my lifetime. But I wouldn't like to have been under these golf, well, not, but like baseball-sized, baseball-sized hailstones. All right, anyway, back to local business here. Deer carry a wider range of tick species than sheep. Sheep are confined and routinely treated for ticks. Deer roam freely and can invade multiple farms overnight, making them huge transmitters, vectors of tick-related diseases, says a listener. Another, can any of your listeners give me advice on the C-Pen reader? Are they worth the money? I have special needs child and would be interested in buying one to help them read. What is the best one to buy? That comes in from Claire. So I'm not familiar with that, Claire, but obviously those who you're trying to reach with that text will be. Is it that you drag it across the text and it verbalises what's being read? Anyway, are C-Pen readers worth the money? And it's for Claire's special needs child. Interested in buying one, what's the best one? So a bit of recommendation that you cannot beat a human recommendation. So if you can help our listener out there, please get in touch. Now, I want to let you know that a set of keys to a business was lost in the Ballybuffet area on Monday between the Bank of Ireland and the bus station. There is a Bank of Ireland key ring and a photo of a person playing football on it. If you found them, we'd really love to get them back to their owner. So it's a set of keys lost in Ballybuffet between the Bank of Ireland and the bus station. There's a Bank of Ireland key ring on them and a photo of a person playing football. We have the number of the owner. They're for a business. It'd be great to get them back. If you found them, please get in touch with us. 07491 25000. I was sent a picture of, I don't want to show it in case it identifies anyone. I don't believe it would. I was shown a picture of someone cycling out on the road on the four lanes. Now, you would know effectively, millions has been spent to build cycle lanes because, if the truth be told, there's been four lanes there for God knows how long. So, I mean, there's more to it than that, don't get me wrong, but primarily we've kind of been delivered four lanes, and there's a fella or a lady cycling up the road, and the listener says, Greg, don't know why the council wasted their money on cycle lanes on the four lanes. They're never going to use them, they say. What's wrong with the cycle lanes? I wonder why that person was cycling up the middle of the road. Great to see United Front from councillors read the weekend's flooding, but disappointed that one chose to have snide remarks, in my opinion, at fellow councillors. And I'm not sure which councillor you're talking of there. Genuinely, I don't know. Greg, while talking about the crimes in Donegal, you forgot to mention all the cars that have been stolen and used in attempted robberies, and the culprits are, in most cases, not old enough to drive. The guards don't have the time to investigate them properly. Indeed, and sort of part of me at the same time, too, doesn't want to talk our beautiful part of the world down too much. But you're right, there's been a spate of those types of crimes, but we're not going to see any resources, are we? The additional resources that we clearly do need for on-street guard of presence. Yet again, as soon as it leads the news in Dublin, as soon as it leads the national news, as I predicted to you last Thursday or Friday, straight away, extra guards, extra patrols, high visibility policing presence. And yes, it's our capital too. It's not them and us, it is our capital. But if you don't make the headlines, you don't get the resources. And that just seems to be the bottom line. Okay, let's see. I want to come back to more serious matters after we take the break, but I want to say some happy birthdays now. We love doing happy birthdays, by the way. Weddings, birthdays, people celebrating anything in particular. We love to mix it up a bit here. That's why we have, you know, obviously we have to talk about some really serious stuff, but we try and talk about informative and fun stuff as well. And if we can bring a bit of sunlight into someone's life with a request, we really would love if you send those messages in to us as well. Happy birthday to John McGuinness from Dunloe, from Mum and Dad, Brother Declan, two sisters, Mary and Catherine, two nephews, Owen and Joel, and two nieces, Jessica and Anna. Happy birthday to you, John. Happy birthday, Mary McBride, Granny Feeney from Downings, who's 90 today, from all your family and friends. Fenny or Feeney, my apologies, it's F-E-N-N-I-E. But anyway, Mary McBride, you'll know who you are. You're from Downings and you're 90 today. A big happy birthday from all your family and friends and neighbours, I'm sure, and everyone here at Highland Radio. Sophia Bradley is in Stranoller and is 8 today. A big happy birthday to you, Sophia, from Granny Bridget. Have a lovely day. Hopefully Granny Bridget now has dug deep. Hi, Greg. Can you wish my husband, Seamus McLaughlin, I Motors, a big happy 50th birthday? Are you 50, Seamus? You don't look a year over 55. Happy birthday to you, Seamus. That's lots of love coming in from Maeve, Killian, Tiernan and Orla, all of your children that Seamus talks about all the time. I know how much he loves them and his whole family. So happy birthday to you, Seamus. And hopefully you're being... I was going to say hopefully you've your feet up there relaxing on your birthday, but some would say... Okay, happy birthday, Seamus.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
And you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show on this Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2023. It's time for the latest edition of Community Garda information. And in studio with me is Garda Grainne Doherty, associated with the Letterkenny Garda Station. Grainne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Right, it is a busy morning, so we'll get straight into it. And latest from Garda in relation to that suspected cocaine find on the shores of Donegal, Grainne.
Yeah, so Garda continue to investigate the circumstances of the discovery of a number of packages along the North Donegal coastline that occurred on Wednesday morning, the 19th of July. These packages are believed to contain cocaine, weighing approximately 60 kg with an estimated street value in excess of 4 million, subject to analysis by FSA, that's the Forensic Science of Ireland. So Garda in Milford, with the assistance of the Garda Air Support Unit and the Garda Water Unit, along with Revenue's Maritime Unit, they've carried out joint searches up along the North Donegal Fannet Head coastline. Investigations are ongoing, and anybody with any information in relation to the discovery of these packages, we ask them to contact Garda in Milford. So the Guards in Milford, they're continuing to appeal to landowners in the Fannet Head area with coastal land or any persons who use the North Donegal coastline over the coming days or weeks, even to be conscious just of these packages that have been recovered. Anybody who sees any sort of similar package or any marine debris that attracts their attention, they're asked not to interfere with the packages and to contact Garda in Milford on 915-3060 or the Garda Confidential Line on 1800-666-111. There's actually another number here too, a Customs Drug Watch confidential number that people can contact, 1800-295-295.
Now, there's been lots of coverage of this, Grainne, as well. Some serious, some people having a joke with it. But if there was one package, there was two packages. And if there was two, there could be three or four. It's very important that if someone comes across another bundle of this or whatever the contents of it might be, that it has to be, you could get into really quite serious trouble if you were found in possession of that. Like, as I say, I understand that people have sort of tried to make have a bit of fun with it, as well as always happens. I'm on about members of the public. But if you do come across this, it's not something you can put in your pocket and take home with you. You could find yourself really facing some very serious charges. This has to be made, the Garda have to be made aware, or as you say, the Custom Drugs Watch confidential number, they have to be made aware of anything found.
They have to, of course. So should anybody come across any sort of similar package, the advice is, if possible, and if you have the time, just remain at the spot where you found the package, contact Garda, and maybe you can flag them down when they arrive. but under no circumstances open the package, interfere with it, or remove it from the area. Yeah, there would be serious consequences in relation
to
that.
As I say, I know most people know that, all people know that, but just to be really clear, because sometimes, as I say, with the commentary, especially if it was young people hearing, they might not realise the full consequences of being found in possession of that, even if they found it themselves. Okay, right. Gardaí and Milford also investigating a quite serious road traffic collision, Grania.
Yeah, this collision. This happened on Saturday, the 22nd of July, happened shortly after 3:05 p.m. So two cars involved. Happened on the N56 just between Termon and Kilmacrenan in the townland of Clonkillymore. So these two cars, they'd been travelling in opposite directions when this collision occurred. The driver and passenger from both cars had to be taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to be treated for injuries. And while some of these injuries were, they were quite serious in nature, but they're not believed to be life-threatening, thankfully. We appeal to road users with a dash cam in particular who travelled along that stretch of road on the date and time given to make that footage available to us. And if anybody witnessed the collision who has not yet spoken to Gardaí, I know I'm aware that a lot of people were spoken to Gardaí at the scene, but if anybody did witness it, Gardaí haven't been in contact with them or they haven't made contact with us, please make contact with Gardaí in Milford on 915-3060.
Gardaí in Letterkenny also appealing for witnesses to a road traffic collision, Grania.
Yeah, this happened at the Oatfield roundabout on Thursday the 20th of July, so between 1:45 and 2:15. So a motorist was travelling from the Oatfield roundabout. They were heading towards the station roundabout. Their car was struck from behind by a white van with a blue logo. The driver of the van didn't remain at the scene. So if anybody witnessed this collision, or if they think they might have captured it in their dash cam footage, again, we ask them to make that footage available. Anybody with any information, if anybody witnessed this incident, we ask them to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
All right, travelling north in Inishowen to another appeal relating to an RTC.
Yeah, this one happened at Ballymagan. So this happened on the R238 at Ballymagan. So it's just past the Cashel na Cor Resource Centre. That's where the incident happened on Friday the 21st of July. So this happened between 4:20 p.m. and 4:45 p.m. So the collision happened between a bus and a camper van. The camper van left the scene. It was driven away following the collision in the direction of Umbercam. Damage was caused to the bus as a result of the collision. The wing mirror on the driver's side was smashed. The driver's side window was also smashed. So again, we're appealing to anybody who travelled along that stretch of road, particularly those who had a dash cam. And if anybody witnessed what occurred, contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540.
Presumably, if you're the driver of the camper van and the crack makes sense, I don't know the circumstances of it, obviously in the best interest to come forward rather than to be inevitably tracked down, I would imagine. Okay, now, your colleagues in Letterkenny investigating criminal damage incidents.
Yeah, and this actually happened in broad daylight, so we're hopeful somebody may have information in relation to this one. This happened on Monday, just yesterday, shortly before 1:40 p.m. So a window of a house in College Park, Letterkenny, was smashed. Two youths were seen running from the scene, one of whom was dressed in dark clothing. So anybody, look, if anybody was in that area, if they observed what happened at the house, or if they seen these two youths on foot leaving that area, we ask them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100. Again, as always, every appeal now, we're appealing for dash cam footage. So if anybody was in that area mm-hmm. with a dash cam, just drop the footage into us. We'll go through the footage then.
Yeah, and of course, I presume too, dependent on the area, if it's a residential area, your doorbells, nowadays and other security camera as well, worth checking them out because we've got decent specific times there. Investigating the theft of a car now in the Letterkenny area.
Yeah, unfortunately this is becoming quite a common appeal every week now. There's hardly a week we haven't got a theft of a car appeal, but Letterkenny Gardaí again, they're investigating the theft of a white Toyota Corolla Estate. So the registration number is 142D 28573. This was stolen from a business premises on the Pierce Road there in Letterkenny between 6 p.m. on Friday the 21st of July. It was then located at 4:25 a.m. on Sunday the 23rd. So it was located on the Creve Road there in Old Town, Letterkenny, on fire. And it was totally burnt out, destroyed as a result of the fire. So if anybody remembers seeing this car in around Letterkenny being driven at any location between these dates, or if they have any relevant information in relation to the theft of the car or the destruction of it, we ask them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
And distinctive vehicle, a white Toyota Corolla Estate, Reg 142D 28573. So that would stand out a little bit. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Let's do the reminder on these particular vehicles that seem vulnerable. And the reason it's important to remind people is that it's clear that there are people out there that know the vulnerabilities of certain vehicles.
They do, of course. Yeah. And it just would appear that these types of vehicles are being targeted on a weekly basis now, unfortunately. Imported vehicles, and in particular Japanese imported vehicles. So we're just wanting, we want to issue security advice. Anybody that owns an imported vehicle, or if they're considering purchasing one, particularly Japanese imports, buyers of these cars or owners of these cars should check out the security features, make decisions relating to augmenting the security of your vehicle. So many second-hand car imports, they don't have a fully fitted car alarm system, or they're without a fitted immobiliser. This then makes them vulnerable to hot wiring. So cars without an immobiliser, an additional steering wheel lock or chain should be considered to augment the security. If the model has a keyless ignition, it has been proven possible to pick up a signal from the key fob from within the house where it's parked. And as we said already, we have noticed a rise in recent weeks and months in the theft of Japanese imported vehicles in particular within the Letterkenny district. So we're just urging owners, just be security conscious and take the necessary steps to ensure that your vehicle is secure.
Yeah, and look at... whoever's responsible knows about this. They're clearly very active. Until such time as they're stopped, it's going to continue because it's happening every single week. So, as I say, you know, one of those big steering wheel locks, very visible, big deterrent.
Of course, and listen, if you are the owner of a Japanese imported vehicle or any other imported vehicle that doesn't have these additional security features, and you're not sure, you know, how to augment the security, take it into a local garage.
Yeah, yeah,
even
exactly.
Call to the Garda station. You know, we've plenty of. Should say ladies and men, and they're men that are well up on cars, and you know they can come out and advise you, have a look around the car and give you a bit of advice and augmenting the security. There's no issue there.
That's it. All right. Okay. Last appeal, I think, now in relation to the theft of a Rahar, a bicycle.
A bike, yeah. So this was actually reported yesterday at the station. It's a men's black Apollo Gradient mountain bike. This was stolen from a house at Sala Gray in Letterkenny. So it was stolen between July 14th and July 19th. And I'll post a picture later on of a similar style bike to our Facebook page. So the area in which it was stolen from, it's out there, out around maybe Ballymacool's St. Junan's football pitch, out around that general area. This bike in particular, it has a number of distinguishing features. It has a fluorescent green bracket in front of the spring on the centre frame. The mud flaps are on front and back with a red brake light mounted on the rear mud flap. The light that's mounted, there's a light mounted on the front handlebar. The bell doesn't work, mounted on the left handlebar. The cassette wheel is missing. This is the protective guard in front of the gears. It's next to the pedals. This prevents shoelaces, etc., from getting caught in the chain when you're pedalling. And there's a tear in the middle of the saddle. So we're just urging anybody, look, should you come across a similar type of bike for sale, this bike could have been discarded somewhere, either in a ditch, in a hedge, in an estate somewhere. You know, so if anybody comes across this bike, we're asking them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100.
Okay, the most recent scams. What has come across your desk, Grania?
Yeah, and listen, there's scams coming out of our ears. You know, there's so many different types of scams, but this is actually one that was quite concerning. This lady called the station during the week. She had received a call from a male caller. He proclaimed to be calling on behalf of Aircom. So he provided her with his name. He came across as being very genuine. He inquired about her broadband signal, and it just so happened this lady has got a broadband package with Aircom. So this, of course, then made it seem even more sincere. So he said that he inquired about her broadband signal, and he said that it was poor of late, you know, that they wanted to up their game and they wanted to improve the signal for this lady. So they were going to call out to install new equipment at her home to improve the signal. And this man then informed the lady that she was due a refund of €246 as a way of compensation for the poor signal that she had been receiving. So he then asked for her bank details just to process this refund of €246, and at this stage, then, alarm bells started to ring with her, and she informed him that she does pay by direct debit. So, you know, she was savvy enough to realise that there's something wrong here. She said, you should have my bank details already. You know, why should I provide them for a second time? At this point, then, the caller's demeanour changed and he became quite irate. And the lady in question, really, she wanted to make us aware, just in case others might be caught out, especially if somebody rings and you happen to have a broadband package with Aircom, you know. It's different, obviously, if you don't have. And it's like these calls that come from Amazon or from any, you know, all these entities, they ring you, they say that your broadband package, your signal isn't up to date. You mightn't even have broadband on your house. Of course, then it's evident, then it's obvious, it's a scam. Yeah. But for someone who has a broadband package with the likes of Aircom, they receive this call. She was afraid they'd get caught out. So we just wanted to make people aware. And just maybe as well, if your listeners could advise elderly and vulnerable people, members of their family and friends in relation to it also.
Yeah, because it's gone on the days where, it's a Nigerian cousin or prince that's won the lotto, and you've a share in £10 billion. You know, they don't, it's now, well, we've 246 for you. The same with revenue, they'll go, you know, we've a refund of €73. You think, well, if it's a... But they only need access to your account to lodge the money and then they can empty it out.
They do, of course.
So they're getting cute on it. And as you say, they look through who's the most popular internet provider, what are the most most common concerns, and that's how they target it. And they only need to do two a day successfully, and they make a fortune.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, phone cloning, phone number cloning. This is I would love to see, and I'm not asking you to comment on this, I'd love to see our... mobile phone providers take more of an interest and a lead in relation to this because it's their technology that's been exploited here. But anyway, talk to us about the other calls you've been receiving this week.
Yeah, well, actually, we had a call from a few members of the public, but my phone has actually been hopping all week as well with these calls. This is a call, you receive a call from an unknown mobile number. And when you answer, when you pick up the call, it's an automated message. You're not speaking to another human being. It's an automated message. Automatically you're informed that suspicious activity has been detected on your bank account. You're then asked to press 1 to speak to whoever, speak to 2. It's I was asked in my call, press 1 and you'll be put through to an investigating officer. So just we're advising people, should you receive this type of call, if somebody calls you, you answer the call, it's an automated message, hang up. Automatically hang up. And if you have any concerns, just some people then, look, there's worriers, people who worry. If they hang up and they're still
over
worrying
here,
they're concerned over there. Not so much me, maybe you. I would hang up and that's me. I forgot about it. But like, some people do and they dwell in it. You know, some people might be worried then, you know, should have stayed on the line. But listen, if you have any worries about your bank account, I'm sure the staff in the bank will be more than happy to assist. Call into the bank in person or look up a verified number for your bank and contact them and they'll put your mind at ease then in relation to the matter.
So what was I going to say, Tilia? There's basic advice that applies to all of this because we will keep doing it and talking about scams because all we have to do is save one person getting done and it's worth it, right? I get it that some people might think it's repetitive, but I think there's a huge appetite for this kind of information. But no matter how clever they get, no matter how they try and say it's the guards, it's the hospital, it's broadband, it's the HSE, it's Amazon, there's a few key things that have to be done for them to be able to extort you. So they can come up with all the different ways that they want to try and get your bank details. But that's what they're looking for, Grania, be it by for you to verbalise them to them or to click a link. So the key advice covers all of the various sort of different emerging scams. What is that advice?
It does, of course. And as you said, there's so many types of scams. We'd be here all day if we tried to go through each individual type of scam. But the bottom line is never divulge personal banking details to anybody, whether that be over the phone, via email, text message, regardless of who they say they are. It doesn't matter who they say they are.
Because they will go, can I have your 4-digit security code, the first 2 digits of it? And you go, oh, they can do nothing with the first 2 digits. Yeah. And you go, 1, 2. And they go, sorry, the line broke up there. I have to refresh. Sorry, can I have the second 2 digits of your security code, 3, 4? Oh, right, okay, 3, 4. Then, you know, your security code is 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the type of sophistication they have.
Of course, and they're conniving, you know, and there's so many ways around this. And, of course, unfortunately, people are. I see it myself, I check Pulse. There are people falling victim to it. And it's sad to see that people are falling victim. And just really and truly, we're asking people, just if you stay tight-lipped. Do not give any of your information away, you know, on the phone, email, text message.
Never click a link in a text.
And a text, never click a link or an email or a text if it's unsolicited. And it's mostly actually text messages, that they send these links out. And some of these text messages have quite a worrying factor to them. There's an urgency about them, you know, that your account has been emptied more or less. You need to click this link to be rectified.
And just
click the link.
In case you're not aware too, they can clone numbers that would make a... alleged text from your bank appear in a thread of texts from your bank.
They can, of course, and then of course that is, I would say, how they catch most people out, because it does. Some of these scam messages appear in a genuine thread of messages. And listen, just don't click links, don't give personal details. Again, as in the advice we gave for the previous type of scam there, If you're worried, just hang up. Don't answer the email. Delete it. Delete the email. Delete the text message. Contact your bank and your financial institution via a verified number or call in person. Mm. You know, check with them. And if it is a case that they do need to take action, they can then do it, you know, and at least you're sure then that this has happened and action needs to be taken. But just we would ask people really just contact anybody that you have that's any way vulnerable or elderly. Please make them aware that even those few basic steps, not to click links and never to divulge personal or banking information.
I don't suppose there's any property market events coming up soon.
Yeah, you heard about this last week. There is. On this Saturday, actually, now. Saturday, July 29th, yeah. So the first event will be held out there at Drumahl Football Pitch. That's between 11 and 2. And the second event is on the same day, this Saturday, at Clohan Community Centre.
That's plenty of space there. So this is not just about, this is about trailers and stuff as well. Yeah,
yeah, well, we were trying to find locations just because usually it would be, there would be a lot of tractors and trailers and things like that. So we wanted somewhere with plenty of space that they can all pull in and queue up, you know. So, the Clohan Community Centre, that's between 5 and 7. So we would ask people, this is a good opportunity to have your items marked with your air code. We would ask people also, please ensure you have the correct air code. Once we mark it, if you give us the air code at that event, we have it marked. And if your air code's incorrect, it's there, it's on it. So please make sure you have the correct air code.
And you get to stand around looking at other men's trailers and tractors and whatever they bring. You know, and men love doing that. So, like, it's a win-win.
Well, it's me that's going out there. I don't have much interest in looking at tractors and trailers, to be honest.
You're there to mark the property.
But then, look, it's a good social catch-up
too.
That's
what I'm saying.
It's a good social wee day out for them too.
Exactly.
They can catch up with their neighbours and friends.
Okay, Saturday, July 29th, Drumahl Football Pitch between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. and then the Clohan Community Centre between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You can bring your bigger items there. There's plenty of space and get them marked, but make sure it's the correct air code because it's sort of a one shot job.
Greg, if anybody does want, if there are anybody other communities within, you know, the Letterkenny district, because this is Grime based, but of course all the other districts within Donegal also, if there are any communities who wish to have the property mark machine taken out to their community, there's no issue.
I can't remember now. There was someone from some organisation, and I think we mentioned it anyway, that were, it might, I don't want to say because I think it was might be something to do with. Anyway, doesn't matter. So whoever that was that got in contact, you might know who I'm talking about. They were saying, when is one coming near to us? Because we've got some equipment. I think it might have been first responders. I'm not sure.
Right.
So in other words, Gardaí will work with you. And especially if it's something important like that there, to make sure all your gear is marked. All right, Grainne, I have to let you go.
No problem.
All right. Thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
You.
That's Garda Grainne Doherty there. And that was Community Garda information for this Tuesday, the 25th of July. We'll be back live after the news at 10 next Tuesday. Don't forget, you can watch back, listen back, on the podcast or watch back on our Facebook page or the Garda Síochána Facebook page a little later on. Although it seems, and you must start getting paranoid about this now, every time you're in, every time that you're in, I forget.
Or do you?
I do. And I think it was the week before last. I think it was like 3 days later. And I thought, I'm going to have to post this or Grainne's going to start. And you talk about not
the fear
being...
fear kicked in.
Yeah, but you talk about not being paranoid. And yet if it's Eunan...
I don't take offence,
but if it's Eunan, it's up 5 minutes later.
Yeah. You don't have favourites.
So anyway, I guarantee you it'll be... I bet you Ryan Torrey doesn't have to cut the audio and put it up himself. All right, listen, thanks very much. Garda Grainne Doherty back after the break. Okay, welcome back to the show. Joined on it now by Dr. Joe Kelly, historian, Máidín Uí. Joe, how are you keeping?
Máidín Uí, Greg, it's a luck based yet there. Good morning to yourself and to your listeners there in Highland Radio.
Right, now, set your face to stunned or set your ears to stunned because Dr. Joe Kelly believes we have a crisis in politics in this country and he doesn't blame the politicians, he's blaming you.
Well, somewhat.
Ish. I'm just trying to be controversial. Right, okay. Where's our starting point here? Is politics in crisis? If so, why?
Well, I'm drawn to a historical story of Benjamin Franklin when he was leaving Independence Hall while drafting the American Constitution. He met this woman and she said to him, "Sir, what manner of government have you bequeathed to us?" And he replied, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it. A republic, madam, if you can keep it." Our democracy is not something that just exists. It's something that we have to keep. And everybody has a role to play in that democracy, and everybody has a duty within that democracy to ensure that it survives. And at the present moment, I'm of the belief that our political structures, not just in Ireland, worldwide, but particularly in relation to our own country, we no longer have politics as we know it. And let me maybe explain the meaning politics. It's a Greek word. Polis means city in Greek. And in Greek times, the idea was that everybody had a say in the running of the city. And the people that were in charge were there for the well-being of every individual within that city. And so over the centuries, we've adopted that into our European ideology of politics, and that we all have a say and we go out to vote. But I think that concept is noble as it is, and noble that we might feel that we are really, you know, we control the politics. We no longer have that situation.
But we'll get to that, but we sign up to it, because what we do here, and it seems to be in most similarly democratic countries, is that we go out and vote, not in huge numbers, just about a majority. We vote for individuals or for parties, and then they form a government, which we don't actually vote on the government that they formed, because they keep their cards very close to the chest. We know going into elections they'll say, we'll never work with that party, and next thing you know, they coalesce in government with them. But politicians now seem to think that once they've been given that they have a mandate to act carte blanche. That's to play with our immigration policy, our neutrality, what you do with public fundings, the direction of travel of the country in many different areas. So that is that democracy. So, because we don't really get a say on it. We get to fiddle around the edges. But it seems to be once you vote for a person, you've given them the mandate to do whatever they want.
Yeah. Well, you see, the fundamental understanding of our democracy, if we go back to the foundation of the state and what we call our public representatives. Now, please, I want to separate our TDs from our county councillors. The county councillors are our good guys. Honestly, they are. They're the people that we meet on the street every day that are fighting for our communities and dealing with the real issues. So they're the good guys and ladies. So please, I want to make that very, very clear. In fact, you know, if you meet a county councillor, they say thank you to them, because they are genuinely working on behalf of the ordinary man and woman on the street. However, our TDs and almost all our government, and nearly most, not all, there are good Chakti Dala, but a Chakti Dala TD means a messenger to the dial. Chaktered is a messenger. So we in Donegal send someone as a messenger from us. That's the concept of TD, Chakti Dala. But what we have at the moment is a DT, a Dala Chaktered. They're telling us what we are to hear, what we are to believe, what we are to do. And they're legislating us to the point where we nearly can't breathe, we can't think. We're being legislated out of existence by this present government. I would argue, as a historian, and it's my opinion, that Helen McEntee is the most draconian Minister of Justice we've had since Kevin O'Higgins 100 years ago, when he signed the execution of 77 people during the Civil War. Her laws are so draconian, and they're coming so fast, they're not being challenged, they're not being debated. And sadly, President Higgins did say during COVID he wasn't happy with the amount of laws that were being sent to him to sign and the speed at which it was happening. He would need to start refusing to sign these laws into law. He has the power to do that. There's so much.
But you disagree with them, though, Joe. And we've talked about some of these individually, and we can't go through them all and debate them as such. But yeah. You are of that opinion, okay, because you disagree with the laws that she's introducing. For some, they see what she's introducing as a protection of women in abusive relationships, a protection of marginalised groups from verbal or physical abuse, and on it goes. It just so happens that you disagree with them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that she is as draconian as you make out, surely, does it? So democracy is... Well, go ahead anyway, answer that.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but you see, I'm not the judge here, and I'm not the person that sets the standards here. What is the standard that has been set to for us is our constitution. And the constitution belongs to every man and woman in this country. It doesn't belong to the politicians. And she is fundamentally changing our constitution consistently. Not just her, this very government that's in place is tampering with our constitution, law after law after law. That's not me saying that. This is our constitution.
So why is the opposition then? I mean, then you've talked about the role of the Chuck the Dáil. I think there's a recognised role of the opposition to challenge it. That's what the that's what the opposition is there for when they're not in government. That's how it's supposed to work. They are there to hold the government to account, to to challenge the legislation, to test the legislation by whatever means politically necessary.
Well, like some of these laws that she's passed will be challenged constitutionally. It isn't my intention. The Dáil now is in recess. And when the Senate comes back, they're going to vote on this hate speech law, which is a given. It's a given that it will go through. Yeah, maybe Michael McDowell will object to it, but it'll go through and then it'll go to Michael D. Higgins to sign. My intention is to write to Michael D. Higgins and ask him to refer that to the High Court. Very few of these laws have been referred to its constitutionality to the High Court. This is the process and the powers that the President has, and I feel that he's failing us on this regard. And it's not about necessarily opposition. I think many of our politicians are of the same way of thinking, and that they're all on the same, and I used this word before, agenda. And an example of that was a few nights ago when every one of the Irish MEPs voted for the new Green Deal in the EU. And had the Irish TDs not voted, it wouldn't have gone through. It won 312, I think it was, or 612 to 312,
It was well orchestrated. Okay, well,
Let me ask you this. What those MEPs did was they put their political parties in the EU before the people of Ireland. And they all jumped into their political lines and did what their parties told them. Now, what they'll argue back is saying, well, we don't know the minutiae of this Green Deal. But they're talking about re-greening 20% of Ireland and all, and the word is all, ecosystems by 2050. What does that mean? This isn't a deal for farmers. This isn't a deal for Green Ireland. But yet every one of our MEPs jumped into line with their EU masters. So this is what you're talking about, politics. You know, we can change our government, and we may very well do that. But what we're going to get, be it a brown cat or a white cat or a multi-spotted cat, it's still a cat and we're the mice.
Right, well, let me ask you, what is the agenda then? What is the agenda of the cats v the mice, if we're the mice? Because you've obviously given this a great deal of thought. It seems that you believe this is part of a greater ideology. So what is the motivation then? And who is the beneficiary?
Well, I think that you can tear up. The real question is you can tear up what Patrick Pearce read on the steps of the GPO, the proclamation. We have a new proclamation, which is you will do what you're told. I mean, the MEPs that two nights ago voted for this, they all jumped into their party lines. They put their parties before their people. So what's their agenda? They're going to follow their masters and dictates. And we the people, we are being silenced. We are being labelled. If we stand up and speak, we're told to be silent. We're labelled. I mean, I get it, and other people get it. We're constantly being labelled. We're homophobic. We're anti-transgender. We're extreme right. We're Catholic or we're religious. Or we're just being labelled one thing after another when we are only asking simple questions about the betterment for our children, better health service, better infrastructures for our communities. These are questions which our councillors deal with. These are questions that we want addressed, but we don't get those questions addressed. Can I just make one point? Michael McGrath was asked about the immigrants, and we've had about 1 million immigrants come into our country in the last 10, 15 years. And he was asked about the budget for this. And he says, well, I put a budget of 2.3 billion aside in 2023 for this. And we, the people in Donegal, where would 2.3 billion go with our MICA crisis? There is nothing clear for
But Joe, you know yourself, you know the money is there for both. It's not like money's being diverted from one issue to another. So then as soon as you start pitching the migrant issue against the defective concrete issue, I think that's beneath you because you know the money's there for both.
That's not what I'm trying to say. And by all means, we'll talk about the migrants again. Oh, God, no, that's not what I mean. But my point is there seems to be so much red tape for the MICA people, but no red tape for migrants.
No, well, I get that 100%. I mean, that's indisputable.
That's my point. And this is, again, we the people are being ignored.
Right. Okay. So how did it come to a point in the political landscape, and it's worldwide now at this point, whereby we don't have a meeting of minds? So you don't have representation whereby there is a conservative element to it. That, in other words, it's either really, really extremely liberal or really extremely conservative. And then we have this, and we're seeing it in Spain at the moment. The country's split 50-50. You have people that are pushing back against, you know, wokeism and advances, as some might see it, and others that want things liberalised even further. Politics isn't working in that we're not finding any middle ground or any consensus, right? And the people have their role to play in that as well, because the people themselves are becoming polarised. Families are being split down the middle. Friendships are ending.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think I've said anything today that would put me either left or right. If I ask someone, you know, what side am I on, I don't think I've said anything.
Yes, but you very clearly said, Joe, unless I missed up, that you don't feel that you could speak absolutely freely on some of the issues that you feel passionate about, because you would be labelled far right very, very quickly.
Well, I don't think so in that sense, because I think that this is what they do. They label people. Once people cannot control you, they control how you
perceive. Stay there. You've done it again. I'm going to have to take a break for the news. You'll stay with me for a couple of minutes, won't you? Okay.